Hey folks, happy Monday wherever you are at today, and Merry Christmas if I have not seen you before. It's Graham here, Monday morning, and my day off today, and I'm here in Panera Bread reading the Word and just thinking and preparing about a new series I'm going to be starting this coming weekend as well. So trust you're having a great Christmas wherever you're at. We had a good Christmas, nice Christmas, quiet, but home with family, and did church yesterday, and went to go and pray in a parking lot for somebody with COVID, a hospital parking lot after church yesterday, and so God is good. I'm excited, excited for all God has in this coming year, and what else is going on? Hey, I have a new online course for my ministry school that'll be out at the end of the month, all about the manifest goodness of God. You know, it's so easy to overlook God's goodness and think that that's a easy, cheesy subject to speak about, and yet there's something transformational about goodness. So you might want to check that out. I'm going to have some daily videos as well where I give like a little taste of that course. So the transformational power of goodness. Hey, so what else is going on? I don't know. I intended to be traveling. I actually intended to go to Jamaica in the month of January. But, you know, the way this COVID thing is blowing up again, and just some of the travel restrictions make it a little hard to make definite plans there. I hope to be doing a missions trip in Europe in March, but we will see. You know, as James says, something we should always bear in mind when we make plans is if the Lord wills, and God is, we can make our plans, but God is above all, so good. You know, personally, I just hope, and I have some expectation that this COVID thing will soon be over. You know, maybe it's gotta blow through, blow up and blow out, but I wish everybody well, keep safe, and protect yourself. Don't take advice from anybody on the internet, including British pastors. But get good advice and take good care of yourself. But hey, let me share something real quick with you that really what I'm going to be speaking on for the whole month of January. I'm going to be speaking about the Spirit-filled life, the Spirit-filled church, but really the Spirit-filled life as an individual. And let me try and express this well, or I don't want to insult anybody or say this in a cheap way, but you know, there's so much more to getting born again than simply mumbling a sinner's prayer. Yeah, and saying a sinner's prayer can be the doorway into a born again experience, and it often is. But if somebody says, yeah, I'm born again, I said a prayer, you know, this, it's a gazillion times more than that. And I think in the same way, some of us, again, I don't want you to miss hear me when I say this. I think some of us have reduced being filled or baptized in the Holy Spirit to simply speaking in tongues. Now, again, I'm like Paul. I speak in tongues more than you, all of you. I love speaking in tongues. I do it every single day. Today, I was walking in the trails here in Old Sturbridge Village, speaking in tongues. So I'm amen for that. And yet, if the proposition to you, if Spirit-filled Christianity as it is right now, of Pentecostal, charismatic, third wave, Spirit-filled Christianity, if that's really being Spirit-filled, I think we're missing something. And I believe we need to take another look at what it really means to, not theologically, but in experientially, be filled to overflowing with the Spirit of the living God. And I'm going to take a whole month just exploring that, delving into it, stepping into it myself, doing some fasting, thinking about that. But I want to encourage you to come on that journey with me. So I'm going to be doing some videos for that from the end of the week. And here's my little encouragement to you today. I encourage you to be willing to rethink, be willing to recalibrate, be willing to look at some of the things we believe and not think that they're wrong, but at times they lack the depth that they should do, that at times they can be shallow. And I think when we talk about being filled, being baptized with Holy Spirit, it's more than, you know, saying a few words in tongues and I do that. It's more than prophesying and I do that. It's more than moving and healing, word of knowledge, prophecy, and I do that. Did it yesterday. Love those things. God wants to deluge us. God, I believe God wants you and I to have the same experience that Jesus had when he was baptized with water and he was filled, overflowing with the Spirit of the living God. So I'm going to be exploring what it means to get that experience. How, more importantly, how do we keep it? And how do we create a corporate community that actually walks in the fullness of that experience? So I hope that interests you. So again, I just cheering you on wherever you're at today. Merry Christmas, a happy new year to you, and walk with God, walk in faith, walk in his word today. Graham signing out here. Bye for now.